No, you've been to the corner already. There's nothing to see. Sit down and shut up. They made me stay inside the apartment. There was nothing to do. I was going crazy.
When he was 7, Airman Sewell's life changed overnight. We've read a lot about displaced families in this book, and Airman Sewell's family became one. An army of guerrillas forced them off their farm, and they had to start their lives over in a strange city. Airman Sewell was used to exploring and running all over the countryside. But when he arrived in Bogota, he was only allowed to go to the street corner and back. The rest of the time, he had to stay in his uncle's small apartment. Let's keep reading to find out how his family coped. Keep reading from the third paragraph on page 142, where it says, "My uncle found us some rooms nearby."
My uncle found us some rooms nearby, and I started going to school. The kids teased me because of my accent. They called me Boyaco, which is a really insulting way of describing someone from Boyaca. I tried to change the way I spoke so that I would fit in, but it was hard. In Boyaca, I'd always had a lot of friends, but in Bogota, I didn't have any. I didn't care much. I figured I didn't need anyone. I ran my own life. My dad got a job as a security guard, and my parents used the money from the sale of our farm, about $600, to buy a plot where we started building a small house. The first time my mother took me there, my heart jumped. Around the corner from the house was an open, abandoned space, almost a field. There were even a few tethered goats grazing in the middle. One day, I slipped out of the house and ran to that field. I stood on one corner, staring across at the other side, maybe 200 yards away. Then I ran, as fast as I could, jumping over the rough, littered ground, over